Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
My name is Kit.
My name's Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, covering Lost Season 1. That's the series, and the shtick of this series is that Madison and I have never seen this show before.
Never.
And Steve has. So he's
sure got an overachiever.
He's got to keep the cards close to his chest.
What, you guys didn't watch the entire series of Lost before we started covering Lost? Okay.
Oh, I was like, sorry, we didn't want to be a nerd like you. We're cool.
I'm just watching this go down.
Oh, you don't want a part of the smoke?
You don't want to see me jump across.
I'm just
the table.
An innocent man.
just an
innocent normal man. Normal innocent men.
You can join the Patreon by going to patreon.com/streamingthings. Subscribe at a variety of tiers and get all kinds of bonuses and rewards. Rewards. I got German for a second. Rewards.
Rewards.
Welcome to the rewards section.
Patreon, please. Patreon. We will give you bonus episodes and bonus rewards. All you have to do is pledge allegiance.
I don't know why my German guy is always like obviously a sex pest.
This is how they are in movies.
Oh.
Was it like the big...
Oh, you hold me in the bondage.
Lebowski. Give us the money. That's why.
I'm a nihilist.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can have stuff like that ad nauseum. Also access to our Discord community, which is full of a bunch of mostly normal people.
I don't know about that.
Unlike us.
I mean, they reveal their weirdness more slowly.
Yeah, it takes months. But it does come out.
When you hop in, they greet you and they go, we're just normal men.
Innocent men.
We're just normal innocent men.
We're a little giddy. We're recording a lot of episodes today and we're only halfway through. But this episode is Lost, episode 20, Do No Harm.
Or do harm. Do all the harm.
No, it's do no harm.
I know, but you have to do harm to do no harm.
It's like in order to make money, you got to spend money. In order to do no harm, you have to first harm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our overall thoughts on the episode in general. And then we'll do a scene by scene, play by play, recap and reaction. And we've got some categories at the end to go through. Beach, please. Can't wait for Steve to improv his intro to that segment on this episode. You'll know soon. And then Mile High Club moments, our top three favorite moments of the episode, followed by our Passenger Princess nominations, our favorite performance. And we'll cap it all off with the Lost and Found segment where we talk about the mysteries. Have they been answered? We don't know.
We got to keep those writers honest.
That's right. That's right, damn it.
You can't introduce a mystery and not go around and not solving them.
Not do full circle.
We live for when a mystery of the island is revealed.
Another mystery of the island revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Revealed.
Episode 20, Do No Harm. Mm. Madison, how are you feeling about episode 20? It's a nice even number. We've only got, five left?
Five.
Yeah, actually, so starting next week will be the last 2 weeks of Lost, I think.
Yeah, because we're doing all three of the finale episodes together.
Well, we're doing two of them together. So same three episodes would be two episodes. Yeah. Same day for us. Yes.
It's just something normal men would do.
Innocent men, definitely.
Innocent normal men.
What did you think about episode 20, Madison?
Similarly to my feelings about episode 19, it was a good episode. A lot happened. We have a very major event happen.
Saeed kisses Shannon.
Yeah. And also Boone kicks the bucket.
And a baby's born.
A baby is born. Yeah, there's a lot of build up that this episode kind of unravels. And for that reason, I like it because there's a lot of things that happen. But on just looking at it as an episode by itself, I'm just kind of like, eh, it's good. I like it. We dive a little into Jack's background, his wedding.
Jack's back.
He's getting married, which I did not see.
To another actor I've seen a million times and can't recall where.
She's in a sitcom. We'll talk about that later.
Mad About You.
Julie Bowen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the actress's name.
So that was happening. It was a little, because most of the time the background or like the flashback is in relation to what's going on in the moment. And like, I kind of see the connection that they were trying to make, but also it kind of, in my opinion, falls a little flat. But yeah, that's kind of my overall thoughts. I'm like, it's a good episode. Is it my favorite? No, but I'm excited that, you know, we've reached this moment. You know, Claire had her baby. Boone unfortunately died. Whoops.
Dang.
oh, dang it. Whoops.
Ah, shit. And then, yeah, we learned that Jack was married.
She was in Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
Oh.
Tons of stuff. She's in 250 episodes of Modern Family.
That's where I've seen her.
I never watched it. But she's also in other Adam Sandler things like Hubie Halloween.
Okay. Ooh.
She was in Children's Hospital. Isn't that weird Adult Swim show?
It is, yeah.
Hmm.
Only one episode. But yeah, Modern Family is the big one.
Yeah.
But definitely I was thinking of Happy Gilmore because I am a connoisseur.
Is she like the main love interest from that movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Steve, what did you think of episode 20? Svansish, they would say in your part of town.
Svansish. Honestly, I love this episode. This is one of my favorite episodes of the first season. I think they do a really good job of, I think the emotion of the whole thing that Boone's going through is really, really well done. Paired with the stakes of, Claire's having the baby now too. And I love this episode because not only it's a perfect example of like, okay, here is a bad situation. How do we make it worse? We introduce this aspect to it. But then at the same time, all of the characters are coming together to help each other out. Other than John Locke, he's fucked off into the woods. But it's so great to see all these characters coming together. We finally see the baby born. We finally have we have our first major loss of a character in the episode. And then there's this tragedy of like the person closest to him is not around. She's having a happy, there's a lot of sadness, but hope and happiness at the end of this episode. And I just think they do it really, really well. And plus, this is probably the least annoyed I've ever been with Jack as a character since the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he's honestly doing his damnedest to try to help Boone, a person he doesn't really know that well. And then we see in his flashbacks, he's just a normal guy struggling with the fact of like, am I making the right decision marrying this person? Which I think is a cool story for that character to go through. I agree with Madison that it's a little contrived of how they're fitting it with the present story. I think they do it,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely not perfect.
Right.
And so, yeah, I really, really like this episode. I was in tears at the end of it, if I'm being honest with you. Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones. Kit, what about you?
I loved it as well. I wept like Jesus. Jesus wept. I don't know. That's like a thing.
Just like innocent men.
It's just innocent men. I thought it was very profound in the tension of this, like the moment where they try to, Jack's panicking because he's got that ER doctor action going on, but with no tools, you know, like bamboo shoots for needles and whatever mm-hmm. that is, like a blowfish fucking thing.
The sea urchin needle.
Sea urchin needle mm-hmm. for
check IVs. Off sea urchin.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All well done. But then Claire's having her baby, you know, like it's good TV. That's just good
TV.
Very well done. But some emotional beats hit me really hard. I did cry. I can't remember where. It's not where you'd think. It's not because of Boone. But we'll get, I'm sure I'll remember when we get there.
For me, it's the, I break down every time where at the very end where there's the music playing when everyone's like meeting the baby for the first time. But then you see Shannon walking up. That's what kills me every time. Like, oh, he's about to destroy her.
I don't think that was it. Talking about Saeed. I don't think that was sorry.
Oh, no. That had already been done, sir.
I don't think that was it. I think it was something to do with. Also, I think I know when it was when I'll talk about it.
I mean, there were a couple times for me, but that was the moment where I'm like, I can't turn it off.
Somebody call a plumber. It's so sad. They're just innocent men.
I'm a man.
All right. So the episode starts off with Jack trying to save Boone. One of the few times, but it's happened a couple where we get like a right where we left off in the last episode kind of thing. He's ordering people around like he's the head doctor in a hospital and nobody else is reacting. Hurley, don't you fucking dare pass out. Give me some blankets, you know. And then
Boone's, but Son's very helpful.
Which is
I don't know if it was surprising because they've kind of introduced the fact that Son knows herbal medicine and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was great to see her kind of like, I could definitely be in the ER if I wanted to. I just don't want to right now.
Yeah. She's like the practical nurse. He's fucking dead, man. There's nothing we can do. And it's kind of juxtaposed with when he saved Charlie, who was clinically dead for a little while and Kate wanted to give up, but he does save Charlie. So
and he beat the shit out of him.
I did not expect Boone to die. You know what I mean?
Nor did I.
So I was very shocked about that.
And I think that kind of jaded my like emotional connection to the whole thing. Cause I was like, there's no way he's dying. Like, cause it, when I Googled the show, Ian Somerhalder is like the one of the first like top eight actors that's in the show. So I was like, there's no way he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
But
what's John going to do? Not Boone.
He's got to find another bottom.
Yeah. Go, Kate, go, because she's frozen and he needs her to.
Go ransack all your stuff.
Yeah, go get all the alcohol, everything, right? We cut to the past. It's a Jack episode. And that's another thing I wanted to say in my overall discussion is it's a Jack-centered episode that works for me. I think Jack's story is good in this episode.
I'm not going to lie. When the flashback started with Jack wearing this wife beater, right? He's like wearing.
Yeah, he's wearing his friend's wearing a tux. He's not.
Oh, I recognize that guy too. I don't know where he's from.
But I immediately was like,
don't blow your mind.
I was like, Jack's gay.
Oh
my gosh. They're getting married. How cute. Early spy? Yeah, something like that. And then.
That would be so good.
No, because then he started asking him about a speech. Like, you don't have to do it. Blah, blah, blah.
It turns out that's his best man.
Yeah.
Damn. Mark Silverman.
But my note is, where do I know him from? It's driving me crazy. Is it Pete and Pete?
I can't wait to tell you.
It's something like Nickelodeon.
So Mark Silverman, the character Mark Silverman, you might remember that is he's supposed to be the same kid that Jack saved from getting beat up in like the fourth or fifth episode of the season. Like that's supposed to be Jack's best friend since childhood.
Mm. Didn't read, but good to know.
It's just like gingers are all the same, right?
Yeah.
Just put a ginger, everyone will know who this kid is. Yeah,
I have the wildest Hail Mary. I'm not even going to look at Steve because I don't want to ruin his speech, please.
Okay.
But I do want to guess.
Okay.
It just hit me out of nowhere.
Okay.
Is that the little fucking mean kid from A Christmas Story?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, maybe another mystery of the island will be revealed later on.
So anyhoozle, that's his best man. Back in the present, Boone's fucking leg is broken too. Damn. And Jack's like, I'm going to save you. Don't worry, Boone.
You are not going to die.
Lost.
Dude, we synced up on that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just got a little Madam Webbed for a second.
All of the doctor stuff in this usually I'm good with like up close of bodily like things.
But go on.
This, I just was like, I can't. Like when he stabbed Boone in the chest and when you know you get the close-up of the leg and stuff, I don't know why
I think maybe that stuff's always effective. I loved House and ER and stuff, so I'm like in, you know.
Yeah, usually I'm like not fazed by it, but for some reason this episode I was, because I was watching it this morning in Starbucks And I was like covering my eyes like during it, which is so unlike me. But anyway, I'm changing. I'm evolving.
Yeah. You're getting more empathetic. That's
I guess.
Good.
Yeah. Whereas before I was.
No,
not at all.
Not at all. Especially just for men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him. Stab him.
Stab him.
He deserves it probably. That's fair. Sawyer is eating some fish. He's chilling on the beach. Claire's not hungry. She's kind of wandering around. She's a little stressed. We find out later. She's starting to feel.
Hey, pregnant lady.
She's starting to feel fish? Birthy. And she's right. getting scared, birthy. Right? Yeah, birthy. Jen's over there working on the raft. Doesn't want to stop working. He wants to get the fuck off the island.
Yep.
And Sawyer has some empathy. You know, he's like in his own Sawyer dick way. He just found out his wife speaks English. I'll probably kill myself.
and then he's like, I think Claire likes me.
Mm-hmm. 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 You ever been with a pregnant chick, Michael? and the raft is a week away from being ready. We find out. So that should be interesting.
Ooh, the timeline starts now.
I'm sure by the
start
finale.
Your watches.
By the finale, we'll get a raft launch. That might even be the last thing we see.
Maybe.
Claire's being weird. And Sawyer looks at Jen and says, that's what I call an overzealous work ethic.
Yep.
Kate shows up. He seems like the type that would say things like, I don't shit on my time and I don't work on yours. You know, one of those guys.
Get right. your dick beaters off my damn tools.
Yeah. No Melvin's on my job. Kate shows up rushing to get the alcohol. And I love that, like, Sawyer's actually really helpful.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
He immediately like offers it up to her.
You need me to help? And she goes, no, too many cooks. Apparently an Adult Swim fan.
Too many cooks. Too many cooks. It takes a lot to make a stew. Okay, I'm done. I'll be done.
We cut back to the cave. Jack is sewing up Boone while telling him, you know, Boone's saying, I'm sorry. He's like, he needs a blood transfusion. And I was like, oh, shit, because he's lost too much blood.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that here on the island?
That seems complicated. Do you guys know your blood type, by the way?
No.
I think I'm B positive.
I'm pretty
you
sure I'm
B positive.
I should be.
You should.
Which is like a very common blood type, right?
Yeah,
I should be negative.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. I do not know my blood type. I should. I don't.
It is the realest thing ever, like later in the episode when Charlie's like, no one knows their blood type. Like, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, no one does.
I wouldn't be positive about that.
Oh.
Nice.
Sorry.
Oh, I get it.
That's not as good.
It took me a second.
That's nowhere near as good.
It took me a second.
Oh?
Oh.
So he sets the leg, which is.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Crunchy.
Uncomfy.
Crunchy.
Which I don't get, because he's able to set it and then finds out it's crushed later. And it's like, you're a terrible doctor. So you didn't set the, you just yanked on his leg and crunched it. And there was a bunch of pieces in there. You know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, like he should have known it was crushed at that moment, not felt a fracture, felt like he put it back.
Maybe it was crushed in a different spot. Like he set like the lower part of his leg, but like the upper part of his leg was the crushed part.
Oh, I didn't realize this is a whole jelly thigh. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. It just plum came right off.
Oh, his dick's gone. I don't want to be in that.
This is murder.
So after he sets the leg, Charlie is being such an annoying douche. Like Jack is clearly got a lot going on. It's very stressed. And Charlie's like, ugh, what do you think 9 times 3 minus 4 is? And Jack's like, I don't know, man. I need to fucking know. There's no calculators out here, Jack. Huh? Who shot JR? Who shot JR, Jack?
It was all a dream, Charlie. Get out of the way. He's the
best. Big Dallas fan, Charlie. I also watch Golden Girls.
Who
just,
didn't?
I'm just a normal man.
Normal, innocent man.
Charlie was annoying me.
Yeah, because he's like, where's Shannon? We got to find Shannon. Do you know where Shannon is? And he's like, no, I don't know where fucking Shannon
Who
is.
Who is Shannon?
Yeah.
We have never interacted. Actually, yeah, that's not true. They did the asthma thing.
That's true. Mm. They wrote those characters together. Back in the past.
Back in time.
Jack's wife,
the
fiance.
Future Mrs. Wife. Jack Whoa, Shepherd.
Takes the microphone. They're at like a rehearsal dinner. She is the.
Sounds like this mic's been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
LOL.
She's the lady from Happy Gilmore. Jack, we find out Jack fixed her spine and then blew it out.
Was she the same woman who had... Oh, dang.
That was a good one.
Is that ethical?
Is she? Are we meant to believe that she's the same woman who had the spaghetti spine from that story he told Kate in the first episode? Maybe?
Oh, noodly back?
Maybe.
Noodly back.
He compares.
Oh, she has a noodly back.
Bodies to noodles a lot because he says the vein thing too. It's a wet noodle.
I hated that.
The wet noodle thing?
So much. He said that and I cringed so hard. I was like, ugh.
It's like cavatappi in here.
That's a HelloFresh noodle that we get a lot. So he's banging a patient.
Yeah, she says, you fixed me, man. You're the most committed person I've ever met. Will that come up? I don't know. But she,
your PT methods are interesting.
I mean, obviously the results speak for themselves.
Right.
She says that she's going to be able to dance at her wedding, all thanks to him, her hero.
Mm-hmm. Back in the present, Sun puts a stick in his mouth and Jack's like, we don't have time for that herbal remedy shit. And she's like, nah, he's just going
to
bite down on it.
Yeah.
This is literally a stick, dude. What do you think I was going to do with it?
She like starts casting spells.
About a cadaver.
I would love it so much if like in all seriousness, I was like, Jack, hold on. I got it.
She just starts doing it. She just
speaking in tongues. This is where they actually set the leg and like Hurley gets grossed out.
Ling Delia.
Killing Ding Delia. Kate falls and breaks like some of the alcohol bottles. But because she falls, she's able to hear some moaning in the woods. Oh no, it's
not
Claire.
Not the good kind.
No.
Not the good kind of moaning.
It's Claire. And I wrote, oh no.
Yeah.
This is when I was like, oh, good TV. Because she starts going into labor. And Claire's angry. She doesn't want to be having the baby. She's so scared. And Kate yells, help!
Help!
Jen hears, even though he doesn't speak English, he's able to hear distress and starts running for them.
I love this. I love this whole little B plot for Jen because he doesn't understand what's going on, but they've kind of showed that he has some concern for the pregnant woman.
Honestly, it's brilliantly written because he hasn't seen Sun at all since. And this amidst all of this tension and trauma being where they kind of
come together
eyes for a second is brilliant.
Very good. Yeah. But he knows who Jack is. He knows what a doctor is. So he's on the case. He goes looking for
doctor.
Jack. Yeah.
So she tells him to go get Jack and take the liquor with him. And he drinks it on the way there, I assume, which is hilarious because he doesn't understand that. He's like, oh, thank you. I am stressed.
This must be my payment. This is great. Love it.
Jack is telling Sun to ask Boone his blood type, which he finally answers A negative. And Jack's like, oh, is that your blood type? No, you're a negative person. I just wanted to tell you before I die. And then he tells them to find Shannon, or I think Jack says that, right?
Yeah.
Because maybe she would be able to. Does he just want to like tell the family of the patient, or does he think she could be helpful?
I was going to say she could be helpful with knowing that information and also just like being there for emotional support. I'm sure.
What allergies does he have?
Being a simp.
Oh no, he thrives there.
What's his favorite position?
Not being a simp. This is kind of interesting because like Jack wants Sun to keep talking to him and asking him questions because he's in shock. And so now's the time we have to keep him awake. Mm-hmm. And this is where the blood type thing comes in. But he needs that needle, damn it. All he has is bamboo.
Wet noodle.
Oof.
Boone says he's A negative though. Eventually he wakes up.
He does
that. Yeah.
Shannon is actually with Saeed when they ask where Shannon is. She's out with Saeed. Who's pretending to be lost, I think. And then he shows up
to a secluded beach.
It's a romantic spot where he has like towel and fires set out
for her.
Yeah, a little date spot.
Oh, wow. Look what the island provided. How weird.
He tells
Saeed's so fucking smooth, man.
No, the mystery of the island revealed, but it's his dick. I call it Mystery of the Island. Now it's revealed. Get it? My dick's out.
That's what I'm trying to say. Please look down. Stress me out that you haven't yet.
But Charlie has been sent to go find people's blood types. He comes back to report that most people don't know their blood type. And he's like, we're looking for A negative, you know. And then Jack says, any O negative? And Charlie says, I thought you said A negative, which I thought was going to not be touched upon anymore. And I remembered that O negative is the universal donor. And I thought that was a nice touch, but he explains that later.
Jack's universal though, right?
Sun brings back a fucking sea urchin And she's like, you needed a hollow needle, right? And he's like, oh, nice. Because he was using like a bamboo shoot. Mm-hmm. Pierce a noodle. we find out Jack is O negative, and so he's going to have to be the donor himself. But I didn't know this. All the doctors listening, there are many, many more than you might imagine. I didn't know that like O negative will work, but it's like not ideal. It's like in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also did not know that either.
It could send him into anaphylactic shock, which is not good right now. We don't have any, what are those things?
Defibrillators?
Defibrillators. Yeah. Claire, back in, and Claire's like, what? Back in the past.
Back in time.
Jack is playing the piano. His fiance is like, girls are checking you out. They love piano motherfuckers.
They cute.
They have like a playful banter.
Should
there.
We invite them up?
And yeah. Then they play Heart and Soul. Bum, bum, bum.
I love her line, like, I'm playing the easy part.
Of course you are. I get it. And then she says, you don't have to do this. And her name is Sarah. And there, it's like, oh, he's going to come. Don't worry. So he's like nervous that his dad hasn't shown up, I think, yet. All kinds of stuff going on. He's
not worried about his mom, though.
No. Not even a little bit.
Well, I was confused a little when she was like, you don't have to do this. I was like, get married or do the vows? Like, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. How? Yeah. What was the deep-rooted question there?
It was an interesting banter, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to play the hotel lobby piano, you know? You can just, like, they pay someone to do this.
Yeah.
And then she says, I'll be upstairs when you're ready. Presumably to fix her back again. You know what I'm saying?
For more physical therapy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Back in the present, Jen shows up for Jack. And then Jack finds out Claire's having her baby. And I love it. His acting's great. He's like, fuck. But like in a, this is so funny kind of way. Like, no fucking way.
Of course. Yeah.
Jack tells Charlie to go and then gives him all kinds of instructions. Wait until the contractions are 60 seconds apart. Blah, blah, blah. Push when the baby's head's out hard. I'm not going to leave Boone. Kate's going to have to deliver the baby. Mm-hmm.
I wrote in my notes, Claire is mentioned. Charlie is activated.
Claire?
Claire? Does someone say Claire?
That's funny.
He's like what's that called? Sleeper agent?
Yeah. that's his code word?
Yeah, Claire.
I've got to kill the president.
We cut to Claire. Her contractions aren't far enough yet. They've maybe even stopped. So she needs some Pitocin, but they don't have any.
Mm. Yeah, bummer.
That's how they induce labor, that Pitocin. And then her water broke. She's like, I think I'm cool now, actually. Nope, definitely not cool.
Is that the noise it makes?
Yeah, it goes. It's like a tiny Michael Bay inside a vagina. And then she's like, don't worry, Jack's coming. Cut back to Jack, definitely not coming.
No.
listening to Boone's faint breathing. And then Boone starts talking. I really screwed myself up. My leg hurts. A plane fell on me. Jack's like, say
wait,
what now?
Huh?
Say, I thought you fell off a cliff.
No, I was looking for the hatch.
No, there's a hatch. Locke said not to tell you. We have sex. And then Shannon. And we cut to Shannon, who's making out on the beach, having a good old time with Saeed. And then she says, I started laughing. She says, I need to tell you something.
Oh my God.
In the parentheses, I fucked my brother.
No, literally, that's exactly what I thought too.
And she said, he's not my brother. He's my stepbrother. Just to be really clear about that.
Step.
Before I tell you anything else.
I'm not going to tell you the full story, but it's imperative that you know that he's a stepbrother for reasons.
In like 10 years, you're going to know immediately what that means. It's
Christmas is going to be awkward. I'm just saying that.
So they got together. Or not got together. Jesus. They met each other. Their parents got married when they were 8 and 10. And he's in love with me is how she describes that.
Yeah.
And he's like, uh-huh. Maybe we should go. And she's like, no.
Like, interesting.
We're cool.
Let's wrap this up then.
She's like, I just want to take it slow. And he says the most gangster shit.
Yeah, it is.
I had no expectations. And she looks
hopeful.
Around.
Hopeful.
Yeah, hopes, but not hopes. Expectations.
There's no expectations.
I will jerk off no problem.
I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of this.
I just thought that was well done.
Was good.
Well done.
Stupid, sexy Saeed.
So smooth.
She's stupid, like, I fucked my brother. Saeed. And he's like, another mystery of the island revealed. Claire is having hard contractions. Charlie shows up with Jen and tells Kate, Jack said you had to deliver the baby. And Kate's like, definitely not doing that. And he's like, you definitely are, Kate. Slaps her.
Jack's pouring his own blood into Boone right now.
She's like, oh, that's fair. That's fair.
It's a good reason. Good reason.
That's fair.
And then Jen, and this might be where I cried. I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is I teared up at this moment.
Jen starts speaking Korean to her, mm-hmm. right? She doesn't understand it, but it's still so comforting, right?
And he's like smiling and like trying to, he's while they're arguing with each other, Jen's the one that comes to her and is like, hey, how are you feeling?
Chills. Yeah.
And he doesn't, again, they don't understand each other, but you know what he's doing. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
It's a wonderful moment.
She says she's scared. She didn't want to have.
What if they did something to the baby while I was out there? You know, it's kind of like, it's interesting after watching The Fly, that was her fear specifically, in addition to the fucking labor. And Kate ruins the moment that I'm having with this show. Cause she runs up to Claire and goes, I'm scared too. I was like, not helping.
That's not a good,
honestly, I'm terrified. You could die.
Me as the main character, I'm also scared.
Have you ever noticed how hot I am? I just thought maybe you did notice that. Yes. I'm not pregnant, so I'll be fine no matter what, but I am scared. I just thought that was a little weird for her to throw in there, but I get it. Like I wouldn't want to help somebody deliver their baby either, and having seen women give birth twice, it's fucking wild, and I cannot imagine doing it in the woods on an island
with no medication,
no epidural. I mean, not to get too in the gory details here, but even a normal, like, a birth where nothing goes wrong, there's like a lot of blood. There's stitches that need to be applied to certain very sensitive areas. Booty holes get ripped out. Everything happens. It's wild.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if she needed to have like a C-section. Like,
that's not happening.
Yeah.
That would be death.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel for Claire. I would be so scared.
So scared. It's scary anyway, dude.
Yeah.
In a hospital, it's terrifying as the dad. I cannot imagine what the women are going through.
Yeah, no, it's crazy shit.
I mean, Aria, that was like 2 hours of like the pushing. You know, it was not an easy one. She was almost 9 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's tough.
It's a big baby.
Yeah. Wild shit. But then we cut to Boone, who's now passed out. Jack's very upset and Son's trying to reason with him.
He has compartment syndrome.
It's not working. He's going to die is what she's implying at this point, right? The blood is pooling in his leg. It's called compartment syndrome, right? His leg is crushed, he realizes. Ugh. Hurley, again, he pulls a Kate. Jack, you're looking kind of goth. Read the room.
Right.
You look like ass, man.
He tells Hurley to go get Michael. And then Hurley's like, why?
I need my infrastructure, bro.
You're right. My infrastructure, bro. Back in the past, Jack is super drunk at the pool, writing his vowels when his dad finally shows up.
He's got his toes in the water.
Crying baby in first class. How does that happen?
I love Jack's dad.
His dad's like, start reading them. And he's like, these vowels are fire. And he's like, these are hers. I stole them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And his dad's actually kind of a dad in this moment.
Is this before the whole?
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Cause like everything that we've seen so far, he was a married man, I guess.
Well, he's now.
Potentially.
Does that mean he's married with the whole Kate situation?
Maybe.
I don't know, because I thought when his dad, like when we saw the scenes with his dad dying found out that the dad had died, that he wasn't wearing a wedding ring. Not that that necessarily means that you are.
They could have gotten a divorce.
Maybe an annulment, if you will.
Maybe she's with Adam Sandler now.
Maybe she.
Famous golfer.
Yeah.
This is before the events of Happy Gilmore.
That's right.
Yeah. Or I don't know. Something in my mind just maybe she. Or wait.
What are you thinking? What are you noodling over there?
What are you wet noodling?
This thought of like the dad sleeping with the wife made me think of like maybe that happened, but then that
the would. Jack's dad sleeping with Sarah?
Yeah.
You are just full of tea. I love the way you should write this show. I would be in. And then pirates show up.
I know.
Go on.
I love how
but it's like pirates from the golden age of piracy. Like time has not passed for them.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's Blackbeard.
They've been stuck in the, what's that triangle place?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. What's
that? Going to the different points.
The triangle place, man.
Yeah, man.
Triangle place.
And then his dad says, what's his name? Christian.
Christian.
Yeah. Do you love her? Then why are you sitting out here? Like, I just love that. you know, it's a good classic.
It is good.
Dad line. Mm-hmm. And Jack's worried, like, what if I can't not, it's nothing about her. It's all about him. What if I can't be the husband or father that I want to be? You know, I've had a very shitty example of how to do that. And his dad's like, fair. And then he's worried that he just asked her to marry him because he saved her life. Like there's some kind of fake bond that was formulated because of that, you know? And he asked him point blank, should I marry your dad? And his dad's like, I don't know. I'm super wasted right now. Who are you?
Commitment is what makes you tick, but you're not good at letting go. Is what he tells him.
And then he steals that for his vows later.
Yeah.
Back in the present, Boone is still on the struggle bus. Wait.
Well, I was just this whole scene where Jack is like, I'm going to cut Boone's leg off. I was like, oh, my God. Then just flashbacks from The Walking Dead with Herschel. Like, spoiler if you haven't seen that, but they cut off his leg. And I just was like, ah,
why can't they never explain why they can't use the axe and why he wants to use this rusty ass thing as a guillotine.
I don't know if they have the axe anymore because didn't John
Jen
Locke
was and, just using it.
Oh, did it was. Oh, OK. Never mind.
I'm maybe it was just else. Because he wanted it to be like a clean break, whereas the axe you might have to do it
hack
a couple
at
of
it.
Times.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, like Game of Thrones style,
yeah,
with ice.
Oof, not a good situation. Regardless, no matter how
literally in my
no matter
notes,
how you hack it
in my notes, I put oh my fucking god when I realized that Jack was like intending to cut off Boone's leg. I said oh my fucking god. At this point, I would have said no, just kill me. Shoot me in the head with a gun. I don't want to walk around this island with just one leg.
That's basically what he does.
Yeah.
He's like,
I mean, yeah.
Let it go, bro.
I'm so fucked up inside. Just let me go. Let me die.
Yeah.
I feel like how my heart felt since Janet left me.
Jack's like, what? Nothing.
I thought you guys were brother and sister.
We all
yeah.
are. So
what's that got to do with it?
Claire's trying to stop the baby from coming out. She's like, oh.
And her hands down there like holding it
yeah
in.
Kate's like, don't you do that,
stop it.
You know how hard this is for me, Claire, have we talked about that?
Don't you know I'm the real victim here?
The baby knows that I didn't want it, and it's embarrassing is this whole thing.
It's embarrassing.
I really wanted Kate to like give her a look and then smack the shit out of her, be like, come on,
push. Or I'll beat your ass. The baby is, I did love this moment. The baby is all of ours. Mm-hmm. You have to deliver it, unfortunately. I'm not going to deny that. However, we are all daddy.
Do you want you to bear baby down. Now?
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, and the baby knows that too. You know, she talks her through it.
We all baby daddy.
The funniest part about this scene.
We all baby daddy.
We all baby daddy.
The funniest part about this scene is that the two dudes are just off hiding
doing
and just like watching.
Nothing. Doing nothing.
What are they going to do?
I mean, I had that hold same thought too, but like they could at least like be around. Like, I don't know. I don't know if there was like, maybe they did try and then Claire was like, go away.
Give her some space.
You typically don't want too many people in there.
Too many cooks.
Because you can
down
like,
there.
When you're pushing the baby out, you like shit and stuff normally. And
fair.
When all like the mother-in-laws with the cameras and stuff need to fuck right off. So maybe that's what happened.
Maybe.
But I can imagine Jen was already over there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and Charlie was probably the one like, that's what it looks like.
Well, there was a moment where it doesn't Charlie like kind of go up to like.
He starts to run in and
yeah,
Jen
and
stops
Jen's
him.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No. Nah, dude.
And Charlie's
not
like,
our place.
Good call. Good call.
Fair, fair.
Us men folks.
He gets his guitar. No. Now's not the time.
I want to push you around. Well, I will.
I do love some Matchbox 20. This episode was sponsored by BetterHelp. Folks, it's 2024. What does everybody do in the new year? They make resolutions. They set goals. How about we don't do that? I mean, you can. It's obviously nice to have goals, but it's also a good exercise to focus on things that you like about yourself. You know, not making all those high pressure goals that you might fail at and just feel worse. You can set smaller goals. And I think therapy can be a good way to access things that you enjoy about your life and focusing on the positive, the gratitude. And BetterHelp is a good way to do that. If you've never given BetterHelp a try, it's therapy that's entirely online. You can do it all from your home and access a therapist by filling out a questionnaire. And if you end up not liking that therapist, You can switch. Again, along with the theme of this ad, no pressure whatsoever. They're not going to have their feelings hurt by it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Happy New Year, everybody. New year, new chances to be thankful for everyone around us. And we are so thankful for every single one of our Patreon members. But now it is time to give a special shout out to our super patrons for the month of January. So thank you so much to Sebastian Generale, Sean Callahan, Stanton Valentino, Bryce Coppin, Susie Callahan, Anthony Corona, Infamous, Sunshine, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Lil Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, Haley Anderson, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Big Butthorn, Conrad, Kaylee Sampson, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, Peaches, Emmy, Haley B, Joe Velez, Michelle, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sunloving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Lauren Waller, Jen Robinson, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Ryan Moore, Ashley Powers, Stephen V, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much. And with that, let's get back to the show.
We cut to Boone coughing up blood, and Jack, Sun shows him, and Jack has this look on his face that just says, well, that's not good.
But he's still going to cut off Boone's leg.
He's like, oh, man. And then Sun is mad at, like, you're going to cut off his leg when knowing you can't save him. Like, this is going to cause him unnecessary. I assume this is her viewpoint. Like, you're torturing yourself emotionally. You're causing him unnecessary pain. I need you to see reality here. We're in the fucking woods, and he has a massive trauma. Like, this would be alarming in an ER.
Yeah.
And he's toast.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Like, John Locke came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And that came out of Jack's mouth.
I think they're very much trying to draw a purposeful line between the two characters in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. But opposing. Yep. So I think there we have a anonymity coming up. It's not anonymity, enmity coming up.
There you go.
Way different. Coming up very soon between Locke and Jack. And then he tells Michael right before he cuts off the leg, you don't need to see this. And Michael's like, you're right.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
I couldn't stop laughing that he was like, you're right. And then, like, yeah, that's leaves. The moment where you go, no, I'm with you, brother. You know, but no, actually, I don't. You're call right. me if you need
call
me.
Call me if you need me. Yeah.
And then Son's like angry, you know, he's about to do this. We cut back to the past.
Back in time.
We see them deliver their vows at the wedding. And then it's Jack's turn. And he, like, sets her up to be really upset for a second. I didn't write any vows, you know, and no. lets her kind of believe that he's about to end the wedding.
Like, leave.
Yeah.
Like, walk. And I, in my notes,
drama
I'm like,
queen.
I'm like, you're doing this at the altar of all places.
Yeah. I'm
way
gay.
To be dramatic.
That's the only way it would have saved it for Madison.
I sort of wondered.
Literally.
I and just, even though he turned dudes. It around, even though he turned it around at the end, I still don't think that's a, you don't walk away from that speech going, I feel good about this relationship now.
I nailed it.
I took it as like he just poured out his heart and it wasn't the time or the place,
yeah.
you know, but he had a breakthrough in that moment and he was vulnerable to his wife and she accepted it for that because he's not usually vulnerable. I don't know.
But it's hilarious because like he does that, he's all teary eyed and then everyone's like, good job, man. Like patting him on the back. Yeah. Like, I did it. I failed.
They were just excited it didn't take him 20 years.
Oversympathetic for a man not being prepared.
Yeah.
They were really worried for the, so I, and they were going to have to sit there like a Catholic wedding.
I didn't fix you. You fixed me. And,
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I love you.
Remember when I gave you that painkiller shot during the surgery? Yeah? That was the first of many back shots I would give you. Am I right?
And then Mark Silverman like high fives him.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I was saving that one up.
No, I love it.
That was good.
Back in the present, he's fitting a chop.
He's fitting chop.
And Boone's like, wait.
Wait a minute.
I just woke up and I feel like you're going to guillotine my leg.
But I just like how it's like Jack's like eyes are closed and you just hear the creak of the metal.
Does it look to you guys like both his legs were in there?
For sure.
Because it did to me. Like what is...
Oh, he's got him kind of splitting the barrier. So his one leg's outside of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that'd be so funny. He was like, oh, fuck. The other one was good.
This is the...
Thank you for that.
Do you guys understand now?
Madison.
What movie was it? Long Kiss Goodnight, where the guy... Yeah.
That's fun.
Anywho,
I'm letting you off the hook, Jack. I know you promised you weren't going to let me die, but I release
you. This
is
me letting you off the hook, man. There's no chance. And Jack's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, it's all good.
I don't want to be Lieutenant Dan walking around.
We cut back to Claire still pushing the baby. We see it.
It's out.
It's a boy. That's a very real looking baby.
I think that was a baby.
You think? They're not allowed to use newborns. So
I don't think it was a newborn, but I think it was a baby.
Just a good fake baby.
I mean, this looks like a newborn to me. I mean, it could have been like a 9-month old. 2004
is different. I don't know.
Yeah, laws.
I don't know what the rules
are.
Maybe
in Australia you can use newborns fresh out.
They just, I don't know.
Just clean that sucker off and leave the umbilical cord on.
this one's fresh out of labor. Put it in there.
Bring the mother.
Put it between her legs.
I can't say that's a spoiler. One of my favorite parts of this episode is Jen just being so sincerely happy and then shakes Charlie's hand he's the father.
Yeah. It was like hug it out. And part of me was like, y'all didn't do anything.
Well, sure. That's fair.
But they're just happy to be there. Like the moment of the baby being born and like
the tension release when that sucker comes out.
It's alive.
It affects everybody.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. No, I get it.
But yes, they were not involved in any of the important processes. None of them, actually. Not even the sex,
Right.
Yeah, Charlie's just... But I love that.
But I love how Jen doesn't... I don't think Jen knows that. I think Jen just assumes they're together because they're always hanging out. So he's like, where'd it go, Dad?
Yeah, he just sees them together all the time, sure.
And then, he's going to be really freaked out when son tells him, oh, no, they're not, that's not the daddy. But
he's just kind of creepy. Yeah. He's just kind of creepy. Follows her around, reads her diary.
I shook his hand.
Thinks we didn't notice what we did.
Embarrassing.
I made myself look like a total fool in front of Kate, the hottest one on the island.
I don't know. Jen's giving her a run for her money. Daniel Day Kim, baby. Very a lot true. Of hot people.
So many
very hot people.
And then Jack puts Boone back out of the choppy place.
Never mind.
And his last words are, "Tell Shannon." And then he dies. That's terrible.
Yeah.
We cut to everyone all happy with the baby. A bunch of actors we've never seen before are like, oh, yay.
That sure is a baby.
By the way, no fucking way Claire is walking out on that beach right now.
No.
By the way.
No.
She just had a 3-inch gash on her taint, ripped asunder. My sister-in-law was a real hoss about it, right?
A real hoss.
She went to
a sturdy gal.
She went to King's Island 3 days later.
Jesus H. Christ.
Wild. Just had no issues whatsoever. She's right?
I gotta get on the son of beast.
My wife, it was wearing a diaper for 6 weeks. She was wrecked.
I mean,
like, she could hardly, man. I had to like walk her to the bathroom and stuff for weeks and weeks and weeks. She stayed in that room.
It affects women differently. Like my mom's, for sure. My mom's pregnancy with me was different. Like her recovery with me was different from even her than your brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
for sure. But I just thought no matter what, like it's gotta be 48 hours for a superhuman.
She should be struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Not just like gallivantingly happy. Like,
I pooped out a baby.
Who's my new baby? Look at it. Peep. And then it was. And then I bet like
honestly, wasn't that bad.
The next time we see a full body shot of Claire, she's like super thin and like, you know,
should be in a bikini out there with the baby. Sure.
Yeah. Abs, whatever. It's like fine.
That's how it works.
That's how
pretty sure
all of women's
that's just nature.
Self-esteem developed.
Australians. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're built differently.
Yep.
Built differently down under.
Hurley like kind of alerts Jack that Shannon and Saeed are walking up.
They look so happy. And Saeed looks like such a player. His like hair's blown in the breeze. Mm-hmm. And he's got the biggest smile on his face. Like, I just made out all night long.
What's the problem?
And Shannon's like, I just made out with Saeed all night. Nothing can ruin my day.
Yeah. I'm kissed by someone who wasn't my brother. This is fun.
Hell yeah.
Things are looking up for old Shannon.
And all we hear is like a violin and we see like a muted version of Jack talking to her. Who expected her to like fall to her knees in the sand? I did.
Well, she stumbles a little bit.
She took like a step back.
Yeah.
It was well played.
Yeah.
And we cut to a close up of her like weeping over his body.
This is sad.
It was very well done.
I still was in denial that he was dead.
It's kind of wild, right? I mean, maybe he's not. It's the island.
That's very true. We haven't watched the next episode, but I just was like,
Boone could walk out.
I'm like, he's not dead.
He could be in the hatch.
The whole time Madison's like, any minute now he's going to get up.
I don't know.
Literally. I'm like, they're going to bury him in like a magical, like dirt.
Like a pet cemetery.
And he's going to like,
come up. Back different.
I'll go down that road.
The Indians used to use it till the ground went sour.
Kate goes to sit with Jack, and he's like, that's a beautiful, healthy baby. And she says, don't you want to talk about it?
Talk about what?
He's dead. He was murdered. I'm going to go find John Locke. And then the episode's over. So now he's got a bone to pick with Locke, presumably Boner. The bone that...
I'm sorry.
That's not how you do it.
Sorry.
And that's it. Now it's time for everybody's favorite segment, Beach Please.
Beach Please. It's the segment of the show where I tell you some fun little tids and bits about our particular episode. Do No Harm. The title for this episode, Do No Harm, comes from the medical physician's Hippocratic Oath.
It does. It does.
I tried to do research because I thought it'd be fun to pluck out the exact line, Do No Harm, but it doesn't really exist.
Oh.
It exists in a way where like the way it's worded is like, oh, that basically means do no harm. But also the do no harm aspect of the oath actually comes from not the Hippocratic Oath, which was actually made by Hippocrates. Is that how you pronounce that Greek guy's name?
I believe it's Hippocrates.
Hippocrates, you know. So he wrote the oath, but the part do no harm people think comes from another one of his works called Of the Epidemics. And we're, it was just kind of an interesting kind of, I spent so much time going down this rabbit hole. Like, why can't I find this fucking phrase? Everyone says, do no harm. Here's the oath. It's not in there. So all our medical listeners, doctor listeners, nurse listeners, write in, let us know what you think about the oath. But yeah, that's where do no harm comes from. They're referencing the Hippocratic Oath. This is the first episode to feature the death of a main character. We all know that's Boone. Damon Lindelof has actually defended the decision to kill Boone because at the time, a lot of people had issue with him killing off Boone. He was a popular character. He was kind of, that character was just starting to cook in terms of like interest and intrigue. And also they kind of, a lot of people felt that they telegraphed his death early when he had the red shirts conversation with John Locke a couple episodes back. But Damon Lindelof defended it by saying that it strengthened what, in his opinion, is the core concept of the show. You want to know what Damon Lindelof thinks is the core concept of the show?
Do no harm.
The friction between Jack and Locke.
Oh, so I'm a genius.
Nice.
Everybody, do you want to touch me?
Well done.
Mark Silverman, Jack's best man, seen prominently in the beginning of the episode. I mentioned before, he's the same little boy seen in episode 5, White Rabbit. Mark is played by the actor Zach Ward. You may know him best as Scott Scut Farkas from A Christmas Story.
Yes!
Well done.
Little fucker. Well
done. He's also in a ton of other things, but that was like everyone's seen Christmas Story. So yeah. I think that one, it kind of blew my mind because his role in a Christmas, you know how when you bring up IMDb, it shows like the foremost, you'll know this actor because of these four movies. A Christmas Story is not one of those four.
What are the other ones?
I don't even remember. I was like, okay, movies, huh? It doesn't look like he's in anything big. And then I started going through his disc, his filmography, and it said Christmas. I'm like, who is he in Christmas? No fucking way.
With the raccoon hat thing.
Yeah.
I found the answer to your confusion about the Hippocratic Oath, I think. Do you want me to get into that?
Lay it on me, baby.
Yeah, because you're right. Like when you Google the oath, you find 6 or 7 different versions, completely different versions immediately. This is from a blog, but it's Harvard. Right.
Yeah.
And it's called First Do No Harm. And as an important step in becoming a doctor, medical students must take the Hippocratic Oath. And one of the promises within that oath is First Do No Harm, or Primum Non Nocere, the Latin translation from the original Greek. Right? Wrong. While some medical schools ask their graduates to abide by the Hippocratic Oath, others use a different pledge or none at all. And in fact, although First Do No Harm is attributed to the ancient Greek physician Hippocrates, it isn't part of the Hippocratic Oath at all. Hmm. It is actually from another of his works called Of the Epidemics. So why the confusion? There's similar language found in both places. For example, here's a line from one translation of the Hippocratic. I don't read that. Yes, the pledger commits to avoiding harm, but there's nothing about it making it a top priority. So anyway, it's just a common misconception. The idea that doctors should, as a starting point, not harm their patients is an appealing one. But doesn't that set the bar rather low?
To make money, you got to spend money, right? So right.
Sometimes you have to
do harm. To do no harm, you first must harm.
Yeah. So it's kind we of all know a, this. Yeah, if you want to make an omelet.
Break an egg.
Gotta break an egg.
So it's kind of a common misconception, I guess, is the answer according to Harvard.
Interesting.
And he was
wild. I was not expecting to go on a 45-minute rabbit hole when I was like, bitch, please, let me find a full
Let me see the Hippocratic Oath. Yeah.
And then, you know, days later, I'm like disheveled with a full beard. I haven't seen the sun. Like, I still don't have the answers.
Do no harm.
It's on the back of all Da Vinci Code DVD copies. That's where the answer is. So Sarah Wagner is who plays Jack's wife. We talked about, or I'm sorry, Sarah Wagner is Jack's wife. She's played by Julie Bowen. We talked about her being Virginia Vennett in Happy Gilmore. But speaking of her, in the scene where she comes down with Jack and he's playing the piano, she is wearing a T-shirt with a large 44 on.
My fofo will make sure all your kids don't grow.
Hell yeah. This has led to fans speculating for a long time the purpose of this prominent T-shirt. Some people have mentioned that 4 is one of the numbers in Hurley's numbers. Mm. Also, 4 plus 4 is 8, also one of Hurley's numbers.
Uh-huh.
But other people have speculated that
4 times 4 is 16.
That is a number. Others have speculated that with Boone's passing at the end of this episode, there are now 44 plane survivors on the island.
Was there originally 45?
Well, there would have been originally 47.
Oh, because a couple died.
Yeah, a couple died. But another popular theory is that the writers are just fucking with us.
Yeah, she's just wearing a shirt.
Yeah,
she's
wearing a shirt. But, like, it's just the numbers 44? Like, there's no... I need to look back at that.
I think there might have been like a person's name, like it might have been like a game jersey or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing it. It's like a white shirt with black 44.
What was the font type? Was it athletic?
I feel like it was like brushstroke font. Yeah,
calligraphy
font.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you looking that up, Chris? Or Kit?
No, I was looking up a dumb joke.
Oh, okay, good.
I was trying to see what number Travis Kelce was, and 47. I could say she was a Swiftie. It's 87.
87, sorry.
Well, 47 would have been fire, because that's the number of people on the island. I was like, wow.
We could have connected him to the island. Whoa, he was on the island.
He was on the island.
By the way, apparently his name is Travis Kelce, and he just lets people mispronounce it.
I think they discussed that with their dad. And that I guess their dad was like, yeah, they would say it one way or the other, and I just would let them say it however they want. I personally like Kelce.
Yeah.
I think it's better.
Flo's better, yeah.
Kelsey versus Kels.
Kels.
I don't like the single.
It's what you call a Kelsey when you're tight. What up, Kels?
What up, Kels? Yo. As Kate is getting back up after falling when she's running through the woods as she falls
Kate
over.
Kate fall down.
She breaks the alcohol in her backpack. You can briefly hear Evangeline Lilly mumble under her words, fuck.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. It comes through very subtly, but you can
hear. Was that like Evangeline Lilly or her character? Because both make sense.
Yeah, it could have been both. Yeah.
Fuck. Because I feel like I did hear that. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I didn't even think anything of it because it's like Hulu now, you know. But back then on TV, I'd have been like, oh.
Yeah. That was prime time. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
The censors would not have allowed that to go through.
Mm.
At the beach, after Michael asks Jin if he wants some fish, you can see Jin waving his left hand at Michael, showing that he does not have his handcuffs.
Mm.
However, later in the episode, he clearly has his handcuffs on when he hears Kate crying out for help in the woods.
Oh, man.
The rest of the episode, he does not have his handcuffs on. So his handcuffs are just willy-nilly.
He wears it as an accessory.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'm feeling cuffy today. I'll put the cuff on.
It's cuffing season.
That would drive me nuts to always have to wear that.
I know.
I'm sure that's probably what happened, is that actor was like,
oh, for sure. But it just, like, as a character, that just seems terrible.
Oh, for sure.
That would suck. And then lastly, based off that ranking system of season one episodes from best to worst, Do No Harm, you want to guess where it's ranked?
Yeah, let's guess.
You guys did pretty well guessing last week on Monday's episode.
I'm going to say this is number two.
Number two. Wow.
I'm going to say three.
You're saying three? Sorry, guys. Do No Harm is ranked eighth.
Oh. Mm.
Believe it or not, this episode is far superior to last episode, but it's ranked four places down for some reason. Yeah. But that concludes this episode of Beach Please.
I like so the good. First with the sloppy topic.
Yeah, yeah.
With the twist. that brings us to our Mile High Club moments, our top three favorite moments of the episode. Madison, what's your number three?
My number three is when Kate is on her way to Jack with the alcohol. She trips and falls, does a little fuck moment, finds Claire, and then has Jin come for help. I liked this sequence of Jin, like, even though he's been kind of, and he's been an outsider to this group for a while, not knowing English or anything like that, but the sincerity that he has, like, I mean, he's still a good person. And runs out and finds Kate and Claire. And it's just, it's very sincere that he's like wanting to help. And I really liked that.
Yeah. Steve?
My number three is a little bit of a cheat because I really do love this episode a lot. There are a lot of great scenes in this. So my number three, I'm just kind of bundling into what I'm calling everybody stepping up. Because Jin is doing his Jin thing. Sawyer's being empathetic. Michael's helping out. Charlie's there, but not being annoying like last week. And then Kate is doing her thing with Claire, and Sun's also helping Jack out. I mean, these are characters, other than Kate, all these characters are sort of like usually left to the side when something big happens, or they're points of contention, like how Sawyer is, and even Jin. And just to see them finally coming together to either help bring this new person onto the island and help Claire give birth to a baby, or also like try to save Boone's life. It just made my heart swell just to see the good in these characters show through, because we've seen there's a lot of darkness in these characters, but to see, I feel like, what is their true selves showing through in this episode, it just gives me a lot of happiness. So that's why I'm kind of lumping it all together to be my number three.
My number three is at the very end, right as Jack has to tell Shannon. The violin, everybody's greeting the baby. There's some extras we probably never will see again. And, you know, but it's okay. I just think it was well done. And we're still kind of processing Boone's death as an audience. And they help us walk through that with something they do every episode, which is that little musical see everybody on the island bit. But this time it has weight and depth. That's my number three. Madison, your number two.
My number two, again, involves Claire and Jin, but it's right when Claire is about to have the baby and she has that moment with Jin where he speaks Korean to her and like she doesn't know what he's saying, but there's this recognition of like he's there. He's like saying comforting things to her. I just thought it was very sweet for them to have that moment.
Very sweet. Mm-hmm. Steve, you're number two.
My number two is the blood types drama. Just seeing Charlie, like, who honestly has tried to help. Like, I interviewed everybody. Nobody knows what their blood type is. Like, that rings so true. Because I myself am like, I'm B positive, but I'm not positive that I'm B positive.
Right.
it just rings so true to me. And it just is another example of them raising the stakes and the tension of the situation they find them in for a very human reason. Like, I think a lesser show would have Charlie go look for someone who has the right blood type. And then here comes Charlie and like Steve or Scott, whichever one's still alive, and be like, I'm on A minor. Like, good, strap him in, like that kind of thing. Yeah. But they made it funny, but also it makes the situation worse. I think that's a really good, really good writing device that they did there. Kit, your number two?
My number two is, God, this is so hard. There's so many good moments. I think it's the moment where Kate finds Claire going into labor, because it's at that moment that I realize what the writers are doing with all the tension in this, and that Jack's going to have to try to do two things at once, even though even the one is overwhelming. Yeah, that's really hard for me to say that, because like, that's a mechanism that I really respect. I was going to say Madison's number two, which is specifically Jen. I want to acknowledge how much I love the moment where, and I think that is, it was something with Jen where I cried, where Jen was talking to Claire, albeit in Korean, to try to comfort her. But just that whole scene, even Kate talking Claire through the labor later too. But I think I'm going to officially say it's when I find out Claire was going into labor, because that was like, damn.
Oh no.
That's my number two. Madison, your favorite moment of the episode?
My favorite moment was the ending when it was, Claire bringing the baby to the beach, showing everybody the baby, and Jack, followed by Jack telling Shannon about Boone. Like, it's almost kind of like we gained a life and lost a life type of situation. But also I feel like how they went about showing that scene, the editing, they completely removed dialogue and just had this very happy / ominous music to kind of capture the moment of like this, you know, the baby being born, but also the mourning of Boone for Shannon. I thought it was very well executed. The acting for it was very, it was really nice to be able to see the characters' reactions versus having having any dialogue kind of drive the scene. So that was my favorite.
That is also my number one favorite moment as well. Ooh. Madison. It just the juxtaposition of celebrating life and then having to give the reality of death to someone who that was, you know, that was her brother.
Yeah.
Or stepbrother. Sorry, she made that clear.
Yes. we cannot let that fact go unnoticed.
And I mean, I think that's kind of a trope that happens a lot now that I'm thinking about it in movies or in TV shows. I think in Yellow Jackets, when the baby was born in Yellow Jackets, a prominent character died.
Isn't that when the what's her face fell off the cliff?
Yeah.
Crystal.
But that's not her real name.
Right. Christine or something.
Something like
that.
We're rusty from this.
Yeah, we're so rusty.
I miss them.
But it's but it's a similar thing, like a new life is born, but with death comes new life.
Life type thing. Feeds on life. Tool song, no big deal.
No big deal.
Tool, bring it up to Tool. Okay.
Thanks for that deep cut.
I fucking love Tool. Okay, guys.
Something about cutting to that shot of Shannon and Saeed walking back, they're happy, life is good, and then cutting back to Jack and just the look that he makes, it really hits me, because it's like she's happy. She's probably like the happiest she's been in a long time as a character, and she's just about to have her world wrecked, and Jack has to be the one that does it, and I feel so sorry for her, but I feel so sorry for him at the same time, because he has to be the one that tells her.
I was a little disappointed. There's a moment where Kate looks at and she's concerned, like, oh shit, this sucks for Jack, you know what I mean, because she's closer to him than her, so she's thinking about emotionally what he has to do. Why does Jack have to do that?
I mean,
he was there and stuff, but it's like, why make him?
Think too, because
he's the most responsible for it.
Well, not even that, but like, I'm sure as a doctor he has had to say really hard things to people before. For sure. So he's when you're training to be a doctor, I think that also is something you have to learn how to do, is handle people's emotional
the bedside manner.
Yeah. So I think that's why he he took on that responsibility.
And you know, it's and Jack, also, he's gonna step up.
Yeah, yeah, he's a the hero. So of course he's gonna do that.
I wonder what he actually said. What if he was just like
we ran Boom, the sun screen.
Saeed's penis, not that big.
Not all that. And she's How much money do you have?
I'm very poor.
And I just kissed you for 4 hours. What?
From sunset to sunrise.
It's a long time.
They show up and both of their like mouths are just like red and chapped.
You know there's no lip. Fucking lip gloss on that island?
No, not at all.
Lip balm?
Yeah, chapstick. Anyway,
chapstick. You're, thank you.
But Kit, what's your number one favorite moment?
My favorite moment is when... sounds dumb out loud after you guys wax so poetically about life, death begetting life. When Jen shakes Charlie's hand.
Oh, that's cute.
That is adorable.
That's cute.
Because I think there is a profound thing and like what you said about Jen being such an outsider. Even more so than Sawyer because of the language barrier and his prickliness and defensiveness, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's also like a Yakuza almost. So, so he's feeling really guilty about all that. And,
yeah.
I just think it's incredible what Daniel Day-Kim is able to do. Almost like a Daniel Day-Lewis in this episode.
Almost.
you know what the double D's can do.
It was a very sweet moment between the two of them.
Yeah, just, hey, congratulations, Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulls out a cigar.
Don't they hug?
They do. They do. He goes to shake his hand and Charlie hugs him. Mm-hmm. And then he's happy to receive that hug.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been touched by another person. They're in just 6 months.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
It's awesome. That's my number one favorite moment, which brings us to our passenger princess segment where we talk about our favorite performance of the episode. I think, hot take here and now,
ooh,
this is the toughest call of the season so far.
I agree. Because I feel like the obvious, not obvious, but, you know, Jack did have the most screen time. So it's like, you know, you want to give it to Jack, but it's been given to Jack several times. Mm-hmm. But then you also have Boone that was dying the whole time, which is also a very hard.
Believably dying, too.
Yeah,
and you give him a pity trophy because he's off the show.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But also Claire is fucking giving birth.
Yeah.
Like there's, and Kate's helping her. So there's just,
yeah,
I agree.
Emily D. Ravine's great. Evangeline Lilly's great. You can always give it to Naveen Andrews just for being sexy. Yeah.
Jen's doing great. I mean, he popped up on like every one of your Mile High moments almost, I think.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
It's
for sure.
Really tough.
I'll break. I'll do something weird and I'll go first.
Do it.
Because you kind of, what's it called? Jump the shark a little bit. I am giving it to Daniel Day-Kim.
Okay.
100%. I just think
that's
the amount of times I was like truly moved. But I could see any of the people I just listed as like a obvious choice, mm-hmm. not even an acceptable one, an obvious one, but Madison.
I'll give it to Jack. I think he was that Fox, Michael Fox. No,
Matthew Fox.
You know, he had to juggle a lot, right? He had to perform on Boone.
Damn.
And
that's an easy ask.
But also like having to take into consideration, like he's also directing others to do really intense things, you know, telling Charlie, hey, you need to tell Kate that she needs to do this, this, this for Claire. And then, you know, he had to do go tell Shannon about Boone. Like, I think there are just a lot of emotional things that he had to endure throughout, which is why I'm giving him the passenger princess.
Steve.
This is so hard. Everything we just said, you know, Claire's giving birth. She's great. Evangeline Lilly is crushing it as like, I don't know what to do, mm-hmm. but I'm here. Pretty much every actor.
I'm scared. I know you're giving birth and could potentially die, but I'm scared too.
I'm freaking out.
I know you're giving birth, but I'm giving main character energy.
I'm giving hot sexy girl on the island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm crushing it. But no, literally, this is the first episode where I think every single actor stepped up and like understood exactly what their character needed to do and needed to be. And everyone knocked it out of a park. But that being said, because I mean, we didn't even mention Sun. Sun's great in this episode, too. Like,
yeah.
As stepping up and being like, I'm here to help. Jack, you're out of line. Give me your gun and badge type shit.
But yeah.
I think I got to agree with Madison and give it to Matthew Fox because he, you know, this is all, I think, tied together. He almost ties the whole episode together with his energy trying to save Boone, but also like, even when he like stuck himself and he, you know, he's given Boone his blood, the way he's kind of emoting how that's taken stuff out of him and he's wandering around.
Looking awful goth, Jack.
Looking awful goth. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like I'm giving it to Matthew Fox, but I kind of want to give it to everyone else.
I don't blame you guys at all. I think this is Matthew Fox's strongest performance in the show by a mile. I mean, I was annoyed times.
Barely out of breath.
Yeah. He was in his element.
He finally caught his breath.
Yeah.
Whew, the altitude. I just finally.
Yeah. Finally brought me down. Yeah. I adjusted fine.
Rousseau has an oxygen bar. Woo boy. That was refreshing.
And you mean an episode where I don't have to leave the caves? Great. I will not be out of breath.
Which brings us to our lost and found segment. Do we have any mysteries to add? I don't think so.
I don't believe so either.
I don't think so.
I'm very excited for episode 21, where I assume we'll catch back up with Locke.
It'll or maybe they'll wait.
Drama. Some drama.
Yeah. Drama.
Or it'd Jackson be cool if case. They didn't.
They're not
and
going
Jack
to.
And Jack was looking for him, and he's like a Colonel Kurtz by the time they find him.
I have a feeling episodes 21 and 22 are going to be like completely unrelated to the plot that has been building these past two episodes. And they're going to be like focused on Claire with the baby and like Charlie. And then in like present, we're going to focus on like Boone because he just died. That's what I'm predicting.
Like, is it like next episode's going to be Shannon's first main episode? Yeah, it's gonna be her dealing with
Boone because he just died, because like I'm sure everybody would be really sad if we don't see him again, which we're going to but I think that's what the next two episodes are going to be. Mainly I'm saying that mainly because I'm not going to be on them, so
oh that's right, you're not going to be here next week.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here next
that's
week.
That's right, dropping it late and on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Suckers.
Yeah.
Fuck you, we got your money.
Because in their world, listening to this, it's a few days away from what they thought was more Madison.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have, though. That's the end.
That's it.
My beautiful friends.
Innocent men.
We're just innocent men.
Innocent men.
Normal men.
Normal innocent men.
We've got to go return some videotapes to the Normal Men video store. My name is Kit.
My name is Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things. Thank you for tuning in. We love you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.